The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. What metaphor would you say best describes life? A race? A journey? Sometimes I feel like part of a circus troupe. My specialty is the tightrope, a perilous balancing act across and back, across and back. My companions ride elephants, swing from the trapeze. Together, we travel town by town through life. Just when a place starts to feel predictable, we pack up the tent and move on. By which I mean, I'm terrified sometimes that I'll fall. My children are willful performers. My husband and I were young once and carefree. Now we're saddled with selling tickets and keeping the show afloat. But other times, I'd say my life feels like a locomotive barreling wildly down its track, hooting out great clouds of steam. Sometimes, rounding a bend, the pace of things slows. I notice birds, new trees, a vista that fills me with peace. But it never lasts. I've got to charge on, fuel the tank, pick up my passengers and freight. There's always some place to be racing off to. What if we could choose a metaphor that suited us and our lives would bend to match it? A museum full of objects, all poignant and meaningful to you. A theater, a restaurant, a disco, a library, whatever it is that adds meaning and order and hopefully joy to the ongoing and the everyday. Today's poem is The Party by Jason Schinder. Published posthumously in 2009, the poem looks backward at life and the rewards of deep friendship with delight and gratitude. And it frames the end of life as the drawing close of something festive and full of love and beautiful. And for the friends named in the poem, Marie and Donna and Nick, Victoria and Sophie and Lily, I imagine this poem must stand as a beautiful affirmation, a goodbye that's not so much goodbye as see you soon. The Party by Jason Schinder. And that's how it is. Everyone's standing up from the big silence of the table with their glasses of certainty and plates of forgiveness and walking into the purple kitchen. Everyone leaning away from the gas stove Marie blows on at the very edge of the breaking blue-orange lunging forward flames to warm another pot of coffee, while the dishes pile up in the sink, perfect as a pyramid. Ah, says Donna, closing her eyes and leaning on Nick's shoulders as he drives the soft blade of the knife through the glittering dark of the leftover chocolate birthday cake. That's it. That's how it is. Everyone standing around as if just out of the pool, drying off, standing around. That's it. Standing, talking, shuffling back and forth on the deck of the present before the boat slowly pulls away into the future. Because it hurts to say goodbye, to pull your body out of the warm water, to step out of the pocket of safety, clinging to what you knew or what you thought you knew about yourself and others. That's how it is. That's it, throwing your jacket over your shoulders like a towel and saying, "Goodbye, Victoria. Goodbye, Sophie. Goodbye, Lily. Goodbye, sweetie. Take care. Be well. Hang in there. See you soon." The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov.
Every day, we come together to experience our lives through poetry. Support this regular moment of reflection with a gift to The Slowdown today. Head to slowdownshow.org/donate to make your contribution.